NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. President Biden is honoring law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. Speaking Saturday at the 40th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service in the nation's capital, Biden said nearly 500 law enforcement professionals have given their lives in the service of their communities over the past 2 years. He called the toll far too heavy. Meanwhile, a deputy was killed, two other deputies injured, in what's being described as an ambush shooting in Houston early Saturday. Brian Gann reports.
The three Harris County Constable deputies were working an extra shift at a bar when they went outside to investigate a disturbance. As they did, they were shot from behind by a man with a rifle. Harris County Precinct 4 Constable Mark Herman says the person responsible needs to be held accountable.
I hope for swift and quick justice for that individual because he ambushed my deputies.
A person of interest was taken into custody, but police have not said whether they are a suspect or a witness. In Texas, I'm Brian Gann.
A North Texas superintendent is apologizing over leaked audio featuring an administrator suggesting other perspectives on the Holocaust need to be presented.
As you go through, just try to remember the concepts of 3979 and make sure that if you have a book on the Holocaust, that you have one that has opposing, that has other perspectives.
How do you oppose the Holocaust?
Believe me, that's come up.
Carroll ISD Superintendent Dr. Lane Ledbetter called the Holocaust a terrible event on Facebook, saying the comments were in no way meant to lessen its historical impact. He also says there are no two sides of the extermination of the Jews by Nazi Germany. It looks like the shows will go on as a feared Hollywood strike has been averted. At nearly the last minute, thousands of IATSE members were set to begin a nationwide strike Monday in a move that would have brought production of scores of TV shows and movies to a standstill. A tentative 3-year contract was agreed to Saturday. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.